This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
Another special election in Minnesota. Police scholarships are part of an effort at the state capitol in St. Paul and a sneak peek at Minneapolis City Hall renovations. I'm Mark Fry, and this is the 830 on the go for Tuesday, March 25th. Our top story.
There is no doubt in my mind that we have found the right person to lead our young man and lead this program. So please welcome head coach Nico Medved.
University of Minnesota Athletics Director Mark Coyle officially introduced Nico Medved Tuesday as the next head men's basketball coach. Medved, a Gophers alumnus and Roseville native, comes to the U after seven seasons coaching at Colorado State.
Now is the time more than ever that Minnesota is poised to take the next step forward. I can't wait to get started. I can't wait to do it. I can't wait to pour my heart and soul into this. You can count on me to do that.
Now the Gophers face a number of questions when it comes to revenue sharing and name, image, and likeness money going to players. Medved says the fans and supporters have an opportunity to impact the team's success in a way that they've never been able to before.
So I think part of it is our job, you know, getting people to believe in what we're doing and realize, hey, this is a program, a place, and people that I really want to get behind here to do that. I believe that the people here are committed to understanding what that looks like as far as raising money. Heck, let's hope people today go out right when we're done with this and join Dinkytown Athletics, right?
Medved takes over for Ben Johnson, who was fired after the team's performance in the Big Ten men's basketball tournament earlier this month. Governor Tim Walz has called an April 29th special election to fill the vacant Senate District 6 seat after former Senator Justin Eichhorn resigned last week following his arrest in an underage prostitution sting. Candidates have from tomorrow till next Tuesday to file to have their name on the ballot with a special primary set for April 15th if necessary. This marks the third special election to be called this year in the Minnesota legislature. Democrats hold a 34-32 advantage in the Senate pending next month's outcome. Meanwhile, former Minnesota State Senator Justin Eichhorn will remain in custody, at least for now.
A federal judge has blocked his release to a halfway house after he allegedly obstructed the investigation into accusations that he solicited a teenage girl for sex. Prosecutors say Eichhorn tried to hide evidence in his apartment and lied about having a firearm. Eichhorn was arrested last week and resigned from the state Senate on Thursday. He remains in the Sherburne County Jail in Elk River, was expected to be moved to a halfway house today. A detention hearing is now scheduled for tomorrow. Governor Walz is expected to announce a special election for the now vacant seat as soon as today. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A proposal at the state capitol looks to bolster police numbers statewide.
The new legislation would establish a scholarship program for officers and their dependents pursuing a law enforcement degree. DFL House Representative Dan Walgamott says despite a tight state budget this year, legislators on both sides of the aisle see this as a priority.
We know that the budget is in a tough situation, but we also know that we will get such a good return on the investment of making sure that our police departments have the men and women in uniform that they need.
The scholarship would be limited to Minnesota State colleges and universities. The move comes amid a statewide officer shortage. Legislators say Minnesota is currently short more than 1,000 officers. At the state capitol, I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830. WCCO.
It's nearly 15 years in prison for the prime suspect in a fatal shooting at a Minneapolis LGBTQ concert venue known as Nudieland. 18-year-old Dominic Burris was sentenced Monday after pleading guilty to aiding and abetting second-degree murder in the August 2023 incident. 35-year-old August Golden was killed in the shooting. Six others were injured. Golden's partner spoke to the media after the sentencing.
I witnessed the loss of August. I feel immense rage and sorrow towards the gun that shot the bullet, the person who pulled the trigger, the manufacturer and capital that went into said gun, and the system that failed said person.
Minneapolis police investigating a string of violent robberies within 15 minutes of one another. Police say five people were robbed at gunpoint in the southeast and northeast area, and that there were three to four suspects, but none of them were located. This woman spoke to WCCO-TV about what happened to her and her friends.
The one guy had my roommate's boyfriend at gunpoint, and then the other person picked her up and, like, slammed her on the ground, and she hit her head and her hip on the cement.
It's a big day at the lake for a Minnesota native.
The life of Minnesota angler Easton Fothergill changed Sunday afternoon in Fort Worth, Texas, when he reeled in an 8.5-pounder to win the Bassmaster Classic. It came after a slow start to the weekend tournament for the 23-year-old Grand Rapids native.
I knew, just got to work hard, and if it's meant to be, it'll happen. And sure enough, 2:30, I land the 8-pounder that completely turned my day around. I went from the lowest of lows to the highest of highs with that one hook set. So unbelievable fish catch, and probably the most monumental of my whole career.
The championship earned Fothergill $300,000. It all comes 19 months after he suffered a life-threatening brain infection. There were 55 others in the tournament, and Fothergill's three-day total was 76 pounds and 15 ounces. Al Schock, Newstalk A3O, WCCO.
A new website allows Minnesotans to help report fraud in state government. House Fraud and Oversight Committee Chair Kristen Robbins says it's a secure website to allow whistleblowers to file reports confidentially.
Maybe they work in an agency, maybe they're a service provider, maybe they're a person who receives services, but we want people to have a way to contact us.
Robbins telling WCCO Radio's Vanita Sakar in the morning news that after posting to mnfraud.com, staffers will contact the person making the claim and begin looking into it. The information would be referred to the appropriate authorities, including law enforcement agencies. And renovation of Minneapolis City Hall is near completion, meaning Mayor Jacob Frey and his staff will have a new home this week. The media got a sneak peek on Tuesday.
Moves are very uncommon in the 130-year history of the building. Barbara O'Brien, Director of Property Services for the city.
This actually signifies the third move that the mayor has had within this building.
Although the project has yet to be completed,
we are wrapping up construction, wrapping up preparation.
The building has undergone significant changes.
The building has been updated with electrical, mechanical. The infrastructure of the building has been updated. So that is really a meaningful thing because it preserves City Hall as a place for the city of Minneapolis to conduct their business.
And once finished, Mayor Frey should be quite impressed. Ari Bergeron, Newstalk, A3OWCCO.
And thank you for tuning in. You can find the On the Go and all of our other podcasts at WCCORadio.com and by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Frey, Newstalk 830 WCCO.